Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from October 21st through the 28th. Over this next week, we're going to see some interesting shifts back and forth between Libra and Scorpio energies. The Sun in Libra transitions into Scorpio on October 22nd. We're going to see Mercury retrograding through Scorpio and re-enter Libra on October 27th, the same day that Venus enters Libra on October 27th. And then we also have in the background a very frustrated Mars in Aries retrograde. So these personal planets are important because they really tap into our personal lives, our personal world. And I'm going to discuss more about these energies in today's show, as well as what you might be feeling and what might be coming up for you over this next week. It is my intention to offer you an insight, information, or message that resonates with you, even if you do not speak astrology. Because yes, astrology is a language, but there are energetics in play that you may already be feeling and sensing and experiencing in your life. And I hope that this information validates what you're going through or what is coming up for you. So it's not necessary to completely understand astrology. I still hope you get something valuable and beneficial from every podcast episode. For those of you who are new to this podcast, welcome and thank you so much. I hope that this is information that speaks to you. And just really quickly, for those who are new to this program, I've been doing this podcast since 2012. It has certainly evolved and transformed through the years. And I have been studying astrology for 30 years now. I am in my mid-40s. And I believe I found astrology around the age of 12, which would have been my Jupiter return. I had my first professional reading at the age of 16, and from there, I just continued exploring and following this passion, which has evolved into something much bigger and more prominent in our lives these days. It's been very exciting to witness the rise of astrology and how people are resonating with it, they're understanding it, and they're really curious about how it pertains to themselves. So it is a joy to connect with you through this language of astrology as we move through this very wild year together. The sun is the biggest light in our solar system. And when the sun changes astrological signs, it shifts its energetic frequency. So the sun in Libra is completing its journey through the seventh sign of the zodiac and is entering Scorpio on October 22nd. This is happening at 6:59 p.m. That's Eastern Daylight Savings Time for those of you who track. And the shift into Scorpio is moving into what we really feel intensely, what we are picking up on that maybe doesn't have words. It can be the energies, what is unspoken, what's under the surface, but it's a rising sense of truth. Specifically, emotional truth. Scorpio is a water sign, and it is associated with the experience of transformation, where we embark on something intense to get to the heart of it, to understand it in a deeper way, and ultimately to embrace it, to love it, to accept it. And this can be some of the darkest parts of ourselves, so to speak, where we have our fears. We have parts of ourselves we haven't accepted. We have areas of our lives that we haven't understood, areas of our consciousness that we haven't understood. One of the gifts of Scorpio is that we actually now have a drive to get into those areas of ourselves and to understand them from a higher level of consciousness. Now, typically, Scorpio is associated with the scorpion. And you think of the scorpion's tail and that sting. But that's actually a lower vibration of Scorpio energy. As the Scorpio energy grows and evolves, it really can transform something into a higher knowingness and a deeper sense of what's been being healed, what's being felt, what's being understood. And so the higher expression of Scorpio is actually an eagle in flight that can see from a higher vantage point what is happening. You think about how a scorpion is obviously on the ground. Well, the transformation from the scorpion energy to the eagle energy is associated with the phoenix rising, where you're rising up into a higher level of consciousness and understanding. And as you rise up to get that eagle eye viewpoint, think about an eagle flying and being able to see something clearly with its very keen vision, but it's also very aware of what it energetically participates in, where it dives down to go for prey, or where it will be very clear about how to use its energy. There's a refinement, a maturity to this evolved Scorpio energy. And so as you embark through your life, as you experience many different things that pull you into different emotional experiences, you're being given the opportunity to master these emotional experiences, to master your own emotional process. Yet you're often triggered or required to do so by other people. And that's because Scorpio is the energy of shared resources, shared value, shared possessions, shared energy. It's what you, how you merge with others. It's what you share with them. And this isn't simply other people. This can also be institutions. So say, for example, you have credit card debt, you have loans, you have a mortgage. There's items that you own, but the bank or a financial institution actually owns it and you're borrowing money for that property. This is Scorpio. It is mutual funds. It is even your gym membership, where you're paying to have access to their equipment. It's anything that you are participating in, especially in a way that demonstrates what is important to you, demonstrates what you value, but it's often a joint endeavor. Now, Scorpio is also associated with the energies that we have taken on from other people. This is important to understand. This can be emotional, spiritual, energetic. This can be anything that's both healthy and unhealthy in the full spectrum of energetic experiences, where you feel a sense of power, perhaps. You feel very strong, very confident with those that you share healthy energies with. Conversely, you can also experience the other end of the spectrum, which is trauma, abuse, what is hidden behind closed doors, what has happened to you that is unhealthy, that was very scary, intense, emotionally damaging. These are also Scorpio energies, and they show up as a way of perhaps challenging your personal energy, your personal power, and the journey begins into transforming those experiences into something of a higher consciousness and of a healing perspective. So the Scorpio journey is very intense, and it involves how we share energies with each other and how we maintain our own sovereign power and sense of self while engaging in healthy dynamics, healthy relationships, also healthy vulnerability and intimacy. Scorpio is where you open up to kind of reveal these like brutal truths about yourself, if you will, your fears, what you have experienced, what you've been through. Scorpio can be very powerful in transforming any shame, any guilt, any parts of yourself that you need to process. And so this is where Scorpio also relates to the healing journey, to therapy, counseling, anything that allows you to move through a deeper process and to feel supported, to feel powerful, to feel loved. So there's a lot of layers to Scorpio energy, and it's looking at what is happening within you at a deeper level and how your emotional world is speaking to you. Again, it's a water sign. So we have the sense of what we really feel. So when the sun makes the transition from Libra, which is social, polite, objective, diplomatic, wanting to talk things through, wanting to be in win-win situations with people. Libra likes to keep things nice, doesn't want to rock the boat. But when the energy moves into Scorpio, this is now a time of conviction, passion. What you're clear about, because it's where you're, again, feeling something rising up in you that you can't deny. So whereas that Libra energy can be wanting to balance the scales, the Scorpio energy says, oh no, it's all or nothing. I love it. I hate it. It lives or it dies. It's about clarity. And the Scorpio energy is showing you more of what your emotional truth is right now. So I wanted to go into this discussion because not only are we entering Scorpio season, I feel that Scorpio energy is widely misunderstood. It has kind of some negative connotations with it, but it's a part of the zodiac journey and it has some very important energies for us to embrace and work with. And not only do we have the sun in Scorpio, but we've been experiencing Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. And this is where you could be working through some fears, some trauma, some emotional responses, some reactions. You could be working through some very deep things that maybe you thought were already done. And here it all comes up again, where you realize, oh yeah, I'm actually really pissed about XYZ. Or I realize I still have work to do around a certain area of my life, or I'm still feeling really caught up in something. Mercury in Scorpio, especially retrograde, can be obsessive thinking. And the obsession is the part of us that's trying to figure it out, that wants a new answer, a new understanding, a new way of seeing something. It can also be an element of control. And it can also be feeling powerful, as if the more I think about it, I'm in control of it. So there's many layers here. And what's really fascinating is that Mercury's retrograding back into Libra the same day that Venus enters Libra on October 27th. And this is going to bring us back into what we need clarity on and take us out of an over-focus on these, I'm going to say, obsessive thoughts, or something that's creating angst, that's creating anxiety, uncertainty, a sense of what am I going to do about this, or how am I going to change this, or anything that you're circling in. Another visual that I like to use for Scorpio is that because it's a fixed sign, that means the energy is all about reliability and stability, but it's a water sign. And so it can be the energy of a hot tub. The energy circulates and it moves around and it doesn't really go anywhere. And maybe it bubbles up and it gets very bubbly, almost like a cauldron. But the energy needs to be cleansed. There needs to be a filter. The hot tub needs a filter so that you can remove the impurities. You can let go of something. You don't keep it all contained in that one space, circling, circling, circling. So if you are circling right now in something obsessively, or you're feeling energies come up that you don't know how to move through, you're going to have some support October 27th when both Venus and Mercury are in Libra and provide a balanced understanding of what you can look at, talk about, understand with greater objectivity. It's going to give you more of an opportunity to look at the other side of the coin, so to speak, and to step away from anything that's been mentally triggering you, but also provide some new solutions that could bring in that breath of fresh air, something that you didn't see before, something that you overlooked, or it was a good idea and then you didn't do anything with it. I think that things are going to come back around when Mercury is back in Libra and we understand more of what actually is worth time and energy and what perhaps is a waste of time. And so Mercury goes into Libra and will stay there until November 10th. And this is going to be a good chance to, again, get clearer and to be wiser about what really matters. With both Venus and Mercury in Libra, they're going to be showing us more about relationships, more about partnerships and cooperation, more about what works, what we need, what is important to discuss, but also what you don't need to bring up in a conversation. You know, the areas where it's good to hold back or bite your tongue or not do too much or say too much, because there could be this unconscious need to demonstrate something that isn't vital. And so this is where we use discernment. And there's something about being aware of how information lands, of how you say something and how it's received, of being able to, it's like there's a savviness here with Libra energy. It's like, what's the best way to move through a dynamic? What's the best way to create these healthy partnerships, relationships, you know, healthy energies with other people? But it's like, I'm getting that image of you allow room for your energy and allow them room for their energy. And there is overlap, but it's a healthy overlap. It's not a controlling or codependent overlap of energies. And I say this because both Libra and Scorpio are relationship energies. It's how you show up, how you discuss and share and have good conversations and get to know someone or get to enjoy being with them. And then the Scorpio energy is about going deeper into the truth of who you are at a human level, being more vulnerable, more open. But there's a dance here where you don't put all of your energy into the other person's personal aura, and they don't put their energy into your aura too much. So it's finding these healthy boundaries that are supportive and fluid. Like there's this energetic synergy, or there's this energy that moves and connects with ease that also respects each person's individual nature, and it doesn't feel like too much. So however that resonates with you is how I hope you can navigate this next week and into November, because the relationship dance is being refined right now. And we're being asked to look at what relationships mean to us and taking responsibility for how you participate, how you contribute, and how you show up in those healthy dynamics. And safe to say, this is ongoing life work, because we are growing, we are evolving. There are different parts of us being birthed and coming forward. But there's an understanding here of the maturity behind relationships, the healthiness, and being open to the emerging parts of yourself that you can trust. That you can trust, for example, that it's okay to be a little bit more open or a little bit more vulnerable. That it's okay to trust that you can say what you need or say how you feel. So growth is always happening in this area of our life. And this time of year, with the energies in Libra and Scorpio, they tend to have a bigger focus. Now, at the same time, we also have this Mars retrograde in Aries, and he is so frustrated right now because Mars in Aries is moving very slowly and he can't gain traction to go forward just yet. Mars will station direct November 14th at 15 degrees of Aries. But until then, he's moving really slowly. And in fact, this Mars is going to be hanging out at 15 degrees of Aries for most of November. So that helps you understand there is a part of us that's really being tempered right now, but you could be developing a temper around something, meaning there can be strong emotional reactions because of this frustration. There could be a part of yourself that is ready to bust out, burst out, has a lot to do, has a lot to say, and the energy isn't quite supporting it yet. Mars in Aries is impatient and impulsive when he is frustrated, because there's this pent-up desire to do something, and that's being stunted right now. And I feel like this can show up as rage, as anger, as being pissed off, as being upset with someone, upset with yourself. It's like looking at what you are consciously feeling and what you can do with it in a healthy manner so that it doesn't work against you. This is how we take action, and how you might normally want to do something might not have the flow, or it might take more work and more effort than normal. And when we pair this Mars retrograde with Mercury retrograde, especially in Scorpio, there's a lot of emotional energy up right now that we really have to stay mindful about. In other words, it's not a good time to engage in an argument or a fight. It's not a good time to bring up a controversial topic if you have an emotional charge behind it. Because what's going to unfold is that all these things could come back and essentially be very damaging. They could be harmful. They could be detrimental to relationships. They could be words you say that you can't take back. They could be words you say or a conversation you have that's really just momentary. It isn't something that you really want to be an ongoing topic of discussion, or it's not a big, big issue, but it can feel bigger right now. The emotional body is very alive at this time, and it can feel frustrated. It can feel like you have a lot of feelings going on, and if you're not working with them consciously, they can be reactionary, they can be damaging, and they can be harmful to relationships and to yourself. So it's very important right now to stay mindful of how you feel, and to be very honest with yourself. And in fact, this is one of the gifts of both Mars in Aries and Mercury in Scorpio. As they're both retrograde, they're asking you to be very honest with yourself about how you feel. And you could realize that you are so pissed off about something, you're not over something, you thought it was done, you thought you were past it, and then something comes back up. You could also be feeling some of that anger around this year, around what 2020 has shown up for you, where you're not happy in your life, where you want to make change, but it's not happening yet. And I know that this can be really hard when you add in the stress of this year, the big changes of 2020, how so many things could have felt out of your control and have been really scary at times. But I believe that the universe is always working in our favor. I believe that we have more things that support us than we could ever know, and that the timing is always on our side. So I offer that, and of course you believe what's right for you, but it's understanding that when the personal planets are in retrograde, it gives us an opportunity to align our consciousness with a higher frequency, to slow down our own human systems, to slow down a part of ourselves that maybe was on autopilot or was on go, go, go. And now it's the time to relax, understand that we don't have to force it or make it happen, and allow ourselves a period of internal listening to hear more of what your truth is right now. Because when energies are removed, when things are taken away or when they're not happening, and we're in the silence of ourselves, we're in the silence of our own energies, then we're really tapping into more wisdom, more information, more of our soul's messages than ever before, because we don't have the distractions and we don't have other things intruding. So there's many gifts at this time. But we have to take our ego out of it, and we have to take our mind out of it, and allow ourselves to receive. Receive is another retrograde word. All the RE words are typically associated with the retrograde experience. And as I mentioned in last week's show, that includes relax and receive. And if you can soften your energy and even open up to receiving, you're probably going to feel the shift out of your human energy fields and up to that higher frequency of consciousness that you're always connected to. So both Mars and Mercury are doing their own little thing right now. And the other energy we have that's strong is Venus in Virgo. Now, she is in Virgo to help us improve, to look at what we need to take care of, where we can be more mindful, what daily practices support our body, our energy systems, our self-care. Venus in Virgo is happy to take care of the projects and the tasks and get things done. On October 21st, she trines Pluto in Capricorn at 22 degrees. Then on October 24th, she trines Saturn in Capricorn at 25 degrees before entering Libra on October 27th. This is a very industrious and productive Venus. This is where she is making decisions, she's making choices, she's getting things done, she's understanding the bigger picture of where she can go with something. This might feel like something that you've put on the back burner is finally gaining traction. This could feel like you're ready to make some commitments, financial decisions. There's also the energy here that I'm feeling strongly of rewiring, where that Venus in Virgo is able to rewire her purpose and her sense of service, where she can see more of her gifts that she thought weren't good enough, weren't ready. This is where Venus in Virgo can spin, and it's sort of like always taking in information and wanting to make sure it's perfect before you do anything with it. Over this next week, Venus in Virgo is meant to understand her gifts, her power, her talents, where she has developed an expertise, and how she can apply it. And it's very encouraging energy as she connects with both Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn that gives her stability, a long-term opportunity. This could be good for your sense of purpose, a new job, a new development in your work or career, or something that you enjoy that you want to make a commitment to. So be aware of those energies over the next week, because it feels very strong and it feels like you're going to understand more about where you're going with this Venus in Virgo connecting to the planets in Capricorn. Now, as she enters Libra, she enters one of her home signs. And it's very interesting how Venus is associated as the ruler of Libra. So Libra is a masculine energy. It's an air sign. Venus is a feminine energy. And she's associated with the rulership of Taurus, which is a feminine sign, and Libra. So it's like this very interesting dance of the feminine energy of Venus being the ruling planet of the masculine energy of Libra, and is another way that we can look at how we have integrated our own masculine and feminine energies. Libra is a cardinal sign, so it initiates a season, as all cardinal signs do, but Venus is about receiving. So I feel like there is going to be something around your ability to not only engage in relationships and partnerships, dynamics with others, but also to assess your ability to receive. How you are able to receive a compliment, how you're able to receive gifts, how you're able to receive other people's energies, and to determine if they are healthy for you, if it's the right fit for you, if there is mutual engagement, if you will. So the focus will shift when Venus enters Libra into relationships that actually could feel strong, clear, healthy, mutual. But the Venus in Libra has to be mindful of her comparison, of any codependency, of being too passive, almost like wanting someone else to do everything in the relationship or in the experience. So stay mindful of that. But again, yet another theme here around relationship dynamics, how you show up in them and how you are evolving. It's like a strong evolving energy right now with the Scorpio signatures. And it's looking at your own relationship with yourself, how that has changed, especially throughout this year, but then what you take forward and share with other people. And especially, I'm feeling a heart connection. I'm feeling that heart chakra being brighter and stronger, where people relate in that way as a primary means of connection. It's interesting because I feel the energy has shifted into that balanced heart, and I'm seeing the yin yang symbol on the heart chakra, and that the connections are not only in the mind or in the solar plexus or root chakra. It starts in the heart chakra, and then there is energies moving to the other chakras, but the heart chakra is the fourth chakra. It's the middle chakra. So it's as if there has been reprogramming and rewiring in the heart chakra that has opened up new energies that you may feel and experience in relationships that you haven't experienced before. So this could be current relationships, family relationships, work relationships. It can be new friendships. It can be new connections. It's essentially how we're connecting with one another. I'm feeling a strengthening in the heart chakra that is also guiding you. It's like that guiding energy that's helping you navigate between some things that maybe have been uncomfortable. And so then going back to what I said earlier about the frustration, any emotional obsession, any circling, spinning, anger, anything that you're feeling or sensing with the Mars and Mercury retrograde energies, I feel like this Venus, she is here to balance that out, to return you to your heart and to the body. And she is not under stress right now. She's actually really strong. So there's something about going to your own feminine energies right now that are going to help guide you and point you in the correct direction for what you want, what you're ready for, what you need, what is true for you. And also to remind you that you don't have to get pulled in to drama. You don't have to get pulled in to anyone else's emotional world or emotional underworld to center yourself, balance yourself, and give yourself time before responding or engaging, especially if you're triggered. So again, I guess my one of the main takeaways over this next week is that it's a good idea to bite your tongue. It's a good idea to not say the words that maybe you really want to say. Because you know how there can be a time when you think, oh, I'm really going to say this, but it's not really a good idea. And in fact, if you were to say this to somebody that you're upset with, or you want to tell somebody off, I think it will come back and bite you. I think you'll get that scorpion sting that comes back, hits you in the butt, and then you realize your own participation in the dynamic. So be very clear on what's necessary to say and what's not, as well as what you can simply move through and own for yourself and allow it to make you better, right? Allow it to be a point of growth and evolution. And I do have a separate podcast for you about the Mercury retrograde energies, which is essentially going down into these inner dungeons of ourselves. But knowing that even as you do so, you travel with light, you travel with your power, and that alone can help you see things differently. Now, it could be beneficial to write things out in a notebook or as a letter or to speak them out to yourself. It's still important to move the energy. Don't suppress it. Don't hold it back, but move it through you in a healthy way. And I feel like it's important to do it within your own space, to not send the letter to anybody, but rather just get it out of your head, express yourself, get clear on your feelings, and then just let it be. Just let it sit. And don't allow those emotional responses or reactions to take you over. And then it's also important to note that the Sun and Mercury retrograde are going to be conjunct at 2 degrees of Scorpio on October 25th. And this can help with understanding what you really want, the passion, the project, the purpose, the drive, understanding what matters to you. There can be some ideas that get rearranged. There can be something that you're working through, The sun sheds light on Mercury. It brings in higher awareness. So October 25th, there can be solutions and understandings. Mercury is still retrograde, so it might be something you have to pace and give it time. But again, that sun in Scorpio is going to show you something powerful that you can perhaps use to your own advantage and allow it to help you move through anything that has been stuck or stagnant. So hopefully this is beneficial in understanding what you might be feeling or moving through right now. And of course, we have big changes coming up before the end of this year. In December 2020, we're going to have both Jupiter and Saturn enter Aquarius. I have other podcast episodes for you about that Saturn in Aquarius energy, part one and part two. You can listen on any podcast platform as well as on YouTube under the 2020 playlist. And what's important to note is that this energy is shifting. What we're feeling right now, the intensity and just everything that 2020 has brought up has been really big, but the energy is shifting as we move into December and further into 2021. And so that's why I'm really excited to tell you about something that I think could be really beneficial in reminding you of who you are and where you're ready to go next. Next in your life, next in yourself, and next in what matters to you in life. Every single one of us is creative. We have a creative expression. We have the ability to make something new on the planet. And this could be something that you enjoy in your own world, on your own time. It could be a part of your professional life. But I think that the nurturing and development of your creative self is so important right now, especially to balance out the intensity of 2020. So that's why I was so excited to find an online experience that's all about developing your creative self. It's called Gathering of the Creatives, and it is an online event that will be happening the first weekend in December, December 4th through December 6th, and it is featuring amazing presenters and artists, including Julia Cameron, who wrote The Artist's Way. I know that has been a pivotal book through decades now that so many people, millions of people, have read to further their own creative process. So Julia Cameron is a part of this event, and if you are a fan of hers, then you're going to get a lot out of this online experience. The event also includes Sark, and you're probably familiar with her as she has developed so many cool books and art projects through the years. She has her signature style. She's also a speaker at this online experience. Flora Boley, who also teaches painting workshops and various online classes, is also going to be guiding a workshop. Jacob Nordby is going to be teaching about creativity and how to really embrace more of your creative self. And there are going to be numerous other teachers and presenters all helping to develop your creative self, your creative expression. And this is interactive, which is really cool. So you can participate in chats, you can interact with the speakers, you can be a part of group. It's not just watching, you're actually going to be a part of the experience. And then another thing I want to call out is that for those of you who want to write a book, or you have written a book, or it's just a dream that someday you would like to be published, I personally want to share with you that another speaker, Randy Davila, was instrumental to me and my own publishing career years ago. I think it was 2011, 2012, where I attended one of his workshops and I learned so much about publishing a book in his single workshop that it really helped me understand what I needed to do as an author. So if this is something that's on your list, whether you've, again, published a book or you want to write a book, I highly recommend learning from Randy. And he's going to show you and teach you what you need to know so that you're going to save yourself so much time, energy, and effort, as well as reduce your mistakes and wasted time. All of these interactive workshops are going to be incredible. And it's right on time. You know, this is an event that's needed right now to help people get back to who they are, as well as help you get motivated and excited about where you're going next, especially as the energies change into 2021, especially as the energies accelerate with the upcoming eclipses and the energies of Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius. So if this resonates with you, please check it out at gatheringofthecreatives.com. And the event organizers were generous enough to give us a special coupon code. If you use Molly M at checkout, you get $50 off, which is wonderful. And keep in mind that if you cannot attend the live experience, you have access to all of the replays. So you don't have to attend live. You can still watch the replays. You can watch them into next year, I believe. And the replays are available for you to watch when you have time and when you need inspiration, because you know, we all have those creative lulls. So you can come back and watch the replays again. So check out gatheringofthecreatives.com. I will put the link and the coupon code below this podcast episode. See if it's good for you, if it's right on time for you and what you want to do next. And it can be really energizing to be connecting with other creative people. And that could be exactly what we need as this year comes to a close and a new year begins. I wanted to share this event with you because I thought it would be valuable and timely and also encouraging if you're ready for that next step in your life and perhaps even in your career. So as always, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time, energy, and presence in this podcast. I am grateful for it and I never take it for granted. And I'll be back on Monday for another podcast episode. As always, you can access the full library of episodes on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Google, and YouTube. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online or at consciouscoolchic.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. As always, I wish you a beautiful day ahead, and I will see you back here soon for our next podcast episode.